That's good.
I'm not telling any jokes or anything. I heard you're asking people to tell jokes and stuff. I'm not going to do that.
But he didn't do that either.
Well, good to see everybody. Glad everybody showed up, or as many that did. My name's Steve Caldwell, married to my wife, Marla, who's sitting out in the audience here for 38 years. We have four children, four grandchildren. We moved to Farmersville a few years ago. We're out in the Farmersville section on Brown Hill Road. It's been a pleasure to be here. We're meeting a lot of great people. It's just a great experience for us. Marla and I are both members of Christ Tabernacle Church, where we also volunteer for the food pantry distribution network. And again, it's just a great group of people, and it's been a blessing in our lives to be here, to meet the people, and to be able to serve the community of Princeton and Caldwell County. A couple things about my background, and I'll be quick. I attended Montclair State College in New Jersey, where I was a two-time All-American in wrestling. I was a three-time national powerlifting champion. I went on to develop a program with Hamilton Township, which is a community right next to where we lived, and we developed a PAL program for powerlifting. So, you know, I have a little bit of experience. Just to give you a little bit of my qualifications for sheriff, I served 33 years in the Atlantic County Sheriff's Office in New Jersey. I retired as chief. I was the operations commander. Entailed in my duties was I was in charge of 120 sworn personnel. I also was in charge of our members that were assigned to the FBI and to the federal marshals. We had two courthouses. We had one in Atlantic City, one in Mays Landing, 40 judges. I was in charge of prisoner transports, canine, fugitive apprehension, child support warrants, community affairs, legals, you name it. That fell under my purview. So I do have a lot of experience with sheriff's offices. Some of the things that I would like to do here, I believe in diversity. I believe any law enforcement agency today needs to be diversified. You need to represent the community you serve. It's extremely important. And to that end, I will research and I will look for diversity grants. And if I need to do some creative writing to make it fit this department, I'll do that, because that's a necessity. In everything you do, you have to represent the community you serve. Highway safety grants. You know, one of the things people ask is, are we going to do 24/7? There's only one way to do it. You don't have the resources to do it. But if you go out there and you get the highway safety grants, whether it's DWI, whether it's Safe Corridor, whether it's distracted driving, whatever it is, that's all overtime money. That overtime money keeps officers on the street. And that's important, but you have to know where to look. You know, not everybody can write a grant. Not everybody knows how to research and get what you need to do to find those grants and to write those grants. So my experience with the sheriff's office was, you know, I moved up the chain of command. I started as an officer in corrections. I moved up the chain. I was a canine handler. And I pretty much every unit in that department, I not only supervised as chief, I also worked in that unit as I moved my way up, and I supervised all those units as a sergeant, lieutenant, whatever rank I was at the time. So I do have that experience. You know, let's talk about drugs for a minute, because I know that's a big issue with everybody. It's nothing new. Drugs have been around forever. I've fought the wars. I've been there. I was there when we decided, you know, all across the country, we're going to have zero tolerance. Zero tolerance. You know what that means? Somebody's walking down the street with an ounce of marijuana, lock them up, put them away for 3 years. And everything just rolled from there. You know, drugs has been a battle that we have fought ever since I've been in law enforcement. And most of these guys that have been in law enforcement can tell you the same thing. Here's the reality. In Atlantic County, New Jersey, we had a task force, 50-man task force. We're gonna beat it. We're going to win the war. You know, we had cameras in every corner, all our cities, cameras everywhere. We had shot spotters throughout the entire county. We had every resource you could possibly imagine. And you know what? We made arrests. Oh, we made a lot of arrests. And we did press conferences. We stood up there with the state police and the FBI and everybody. Woo-hoo! You know, we got them off the street. Did we? How many days do you think it took before somebody else took over? You know, listen, I'm pro. Let's make our arrests. You know, I'm a big believer in drug dogs, and I'll tell you this right now. You can't fight that war without a drug dog. You'll have a drug dog in Caldwell County if I'm your sheriff, because I'm a canine handler. I will either adopt or I'll buy a dog, I'll train it, I'll handle it, I'll feed it, and I'll house it at no cost to the county. And as a constitutional officer, nobody can stop me from doing that. And if I get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, guess what? It's time to saddle up. We're going to get that dog, and we're going to go out, and we're going to do what we need to do. Because, first of all, that's your probable cause. You know, and when you get that probable cause, now you have a chance to confiscate a vehicle. Maybe you get some money. Maybe you can, you know, add those funds back into the mix. So it's important to understand that. But understand drugs. It's a two-pronged process. Because like I told you, we have fought this war, and they're still out there. So something else happened in Atlantic County, New Jersey. We sat down, and we talked, and we said, you know what? It's time to take a different approach. So we started a chaplain program in the Atlantic County Sheriff's Office. We brought the chaplains in. You've all been to testimonials. You've seen them. You've heard them. What's the number one thing you hear every time somebody testifies? Addiction. That's the number one thing. So what do? We just throw them away? We lock them up and we throw them away? No, we got the chaplains to go out, do community town halls, talk to people. Let's try to help some people. You know, everybody says cops aren't social workers. Well, cops aren't social workers. Doesn't mean we lose our compassion. You have to have some compassion. You know, and that's what we did there, and it worked. Did we totally defeat the problem of drugs? No. But did we save some people along the way? Of course we did. And that's what I would like to do here. I would like to bring the chaplain program here. Let me meet with the pastors. Let me talk to them. Let's go out into the community. Let's see if we can save some people. Because you know what? If a drug dealer has nobody to sell to, he's out of business. He's out of business. We can lock him up every day. You can go out there with the drug dog, and we can have surveillance, and we can do all these things. And you know what? Tomorrow, the next day, you know, we had, talk about meth, we had the biker gangs. They ran our meth. We had the Hells Angels, the Pagans. We had the heroin, the cocaine, the Bloods, the Crips, the Jamaicans. That was their territory. MS-13, that was fentanyl. We knew where they were. It wasn't a secret. They were on camera. We knew it. We had undercover people working. Like I said, we had 50-man task force. But again, in the end, we made our arrests, and we cheered, but we didn't win. We're still fighting that battle. So that I think, is important to understand. There are more than one way to go about it. You know, the last question was kind of interesting to me. Where I come from, we had 13 municipalities, the state police, the FBI, the DEA, federal marshals. We had everything you could imagine. And we had to coordinate with all those agencies. So how do you do it? How do you coordinate? How do you make it better for you? Well, understand something about law enforcement. This is an ego-ridden profession. There are egos everywhere. Trust me. Home rule. Everybody wants to be in charge. So you know what you do? You communicate. You cooperate with each other. You pick the phone up. You call. You have monthly meetings. When I bring highway safety grants here, if I have guys going out DWI midnight to 4, I'm going to let the state police know. I'm going to let people know that we're out there. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. Same with Princeton. You know, that's the way you do things. We had something called deconfliction, which you've all probably heard of. We had it on computers. When our guys were going out, our fugitive unit would go out to make arrests. Before they went on the street, they put it in the computer. This is the address we're hitting. And if they got a hit back from the DEA or the FBI or something, then we backed off. We made a phone call. Okay, what's the problem? That's what you do. You have to cooperate with each other. You know, Princeton is Princeton, and I understand right now, majority of times I see the sheriff's office in Princeton. That's where the action is. That's where everything's happening. But the truth is, there's an accident in Princeton. The sheriffs are there first. When Princeton shows up, to me, let Princeton handle it. Go back out into the county. Because I've been here 3 years. I've seen a car one time in 3 years. You know, to me, they need to get back out into the county. The other thing I'll tell you, I came from a department, even though it's 20 times bigger than this department, everybody worked. Everybody worked. The sheriff worked. I worked. Everybody worked. When there was a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, we all went. Everybody went. I went out. I was part of an eviction team, and we had a lot of evictions, unfortunately, in New Jersey. And I went out on evictions every week. I still was on the road, and that's just the way you have to do it. And especially when I look at what's happening here, the resources aren't here to do all the things everybody wants to do. So you basically have to put it into a box and say, okay, what can we accomplish? What can we do? Well, you have some resources. You have the state police, which obviously have a lot more resources than the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office. So you need to make friends with them. You need to make sure you got a go-to person that you can talk to. You know, if you need some help, hey, call that person on the phone. Same with Princeton. We need to cooperate with Princeton. They need our help. We're there. They don't need our help. Go back out. You know, so there's a lot of issues with an agency this small, you know, but things can be done. They can be done if everybody works together. And I think that's important. So basically, you know, it's a pleasure to be here. My wife's nodding her head at me, telling me it's probably time to go. I actually took notes. I looked at this about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I started taking some notes. So just so you understand that. But I spent a lot of years in law enforcement. I did, and I saw a lot. You know, I got the Wounded in Combat and the Combat Cross medals for being involved in armed confrontations where I've been shot at, stabbed, whatever the case may be. So I've been there. I've seen it. And the reason I told you a little bit about my background as an athlete was to let you know I'm a warrior. I've been there. I get up every morning at 3:45 and I train because that's my mindset. It's still there. Didn't go anywhere because every cop, retired or not, will tell you that's what you have to do because you never know. You never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You got to be ready. You absolutely have to be ready. You know, I was a trainer in the police academy for 25 years. I taught not only police recruits, I taught veteran officers. And you know, some of the things that I instilled, especially to recruits, there's no profanity. Get rid of it now. Because at the worst possible time, you're going to say something you shouldn't say. Racial slurs, get rid of them now. Forget about it. Because if they did that at the academy, they were out. There's no place for it. You know, we instilled that in these people because they needed to understand. You know, we've all been there when we were younger. You get mad and what do you say? You say something you shouldn't say. So we pounded that home with them, and that's important. But I trained in unarmed defense, officer survival, impact weapons, everything, evasive driving. You know, I trained all those different areas. And, you know, it was a joy to do it. But, you know, we did what we had to do. So, anyway. Well, I know you can't ask questions, but.
You still have a little more time.
Oh, okay. Well, probably a lot of stuff I forgot about, but anyway. But yeah, that's my experience. And you know, New Jersey is not like a foreign planet. You know, it's obviously a lot more populated than this is. You know, one of the amazing things here, like I said, the great people. You know, I had to learn to ride a tractor, and that was probably the hardest thing I've had to do since I've been here. I called my neighbor. He's 82 years old, and I said, you know, I said, I got this tractor. I said, I got to brush hog this field. I said, can you help me, please? I said, can I actually get this tractor up and down the field? He starts laughing at me. So he comes over, and he jumps on the tractor. 82 years old. And he's riding around, having like a joyride for him. He gets up the hill. He gets on the tractor. So I said, okay. I said, let me try it. So I got it, and it's been an experience. You know, so we've learned tractors. We learned zero-turn mowers and all sorts of things that we never saw before. But like I said, it has been a great experience for us here and the people. You know, it's hard when you come to a town that everybody knows each other. Everybody knows each other. I can't talk to anyone and they don't say, oh yeah, I know so and so, or I know this one or that one. I mean, we come from a county, 500 plus thousand people. You didn't even know your neighbor. You know, I mean, you know, so it's unique. But you know, I think it's a great community. Like I said, you know, of course, my last name is Caldwell, you know, and people say, well, you know, no one will vote for you because you didn't grow up here and you don't have grandkids here. Well, you know what? Let me tell you this. I have no preconceived notions about anything or anybody. Nothing. Nothing. I have fresh eyes to look at everything. I have fresh eyes to look at this department. I have fresh eyes to look at everything that's going on. I have fresh eyes to be able to reach out to all these people that maybe the communication line somehow got broken, you know, between whether it's Princeton or the state police, whatever it is. I have fresh eyes. So I'm ready to go to work. You know, let me just say this in closing. If I was elected sheriff, it would be my honor to serve the people of Caldwell County, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Steve. Okay.